Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmiut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Dog Park. There's only one national park in America where some of the rangers are canines, Denali National Park. In the summers, the dogs serve as ambassadors, but during the winter months, they ferry researchers and park employees through areas closed to motorized vehicles. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk spent a day at the Denali Kennels as the dogs prepare for winter.
Early on a crisp fall morning, a large white truck sits alone in a dirt parking lot at Riley Creek Campground. Denali Kennel Manager Jennifer Raffaelli takes six huskies out of the van, fits them in harnesses, and hooks them to a line attached to a green metal cart that looks a lot like a dune buggy. Raffaelli fastens her helmet.
Ready? Let's go!
On the trail, the only sound is the wheels whirring along the ground. The six dog teams pull two humans around trails that wind in and around the campground. On this day, each team is running about 5 miles, and then it's back to the kennel. By the start of the winter season, the dogs will be doing 20-mile days, and over the course of the winter, they will log around 1,500 miles each. It may seem backwards, but Jennifer Raffaelli says winter is the easiest time to move cargo through the park.
Swamps and bogs and thick brush are the norm across Alaska, and that is challenging slow going, especially if you're trying to move big, heavy objects. So really, when it's covered in snow and when rivers are frozen, you can carry huge loads because you're not carrying them on your back. You're sliding them over snow and ice, and that's no problem for these guys.
Raffaelli says pound for pound, sled dogs are the strongest draft animals on the planet, making them the perfect tool for transportation through Denali's designated wilderness, areas of the park that prohibit motorized vehicles. And dogs have been a part of Denali throughout the entire history of the park. In 1921, when Harry Karstens was hired as the park's first superintendent, he insisted upon having dogs.
It made perfect sense that you created a 2 million acre park, which is a huge area to try and cover as one person, that you were going to need some dog teams to do that.
Raffaelli says back then, dogs were the only way rangers could traverse the park and protect wildlife like caribou and doll sheep from poaching. But over the years, the role of Denali sled dogs has changed. In 1980, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act labeled the original 2 million acres of Denali as wilderness, the highest level of federal land protection, giving renewed purpose to the park's sled dogs.
The Wilderness Act requires that land managers look at the minimum tool available for the task at hand. And in this case, the minimum tool is the dog teams. So we're always asking, can we accomplish this project with dog teams?
And if they can, they will. Over the winter, the teams will be out for up to 5 weeks at a time. They haul supplies, support glacier research, monitor man-made noise, and assess conditions for other park users. Plus, Raffaelli believes meeting a dog team working in the field adds to the wilderness experience.
To encounter only a dog team on the trail and no snow machines and no other forms of motorized transport is a form of peace and quiet and wildness that's getting more and more rare. And so it's more and more valuable that we continue that heritage here.
A heritage that in many ways is fading. Denali's huskies aren't just the best method of winter transport. They help preserve what many people remember as daily life in Alaska. But in a rapidly changing climate, Raffaelli is uncertain about the future for the dogs.
If we start to get warmer winters with less snow, how does that affect the dogs? How do we evolve to face that new environment? I think those are really valid questions, but at the core of it all, I hope that the dogs are always part of the story because they are such a special part of it.
Back on the trail, the dogs are finishing their 30-minute morning workout. Raffaelli pulls into the campground parking lot and eases the team to a stop.
Oh, good dogs.
She jumps off and ladles water into one tin dog bowl after another.
Are you thirsty?
The dogs lap it up. When they are done, the dogs go back into the van and it's time for Raffaelli to get the next team ready for their 5 miles on the trail. And there's no question, they love their job. For AK, I'm Zoe Sobel in Denali National Park.